This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live on 30 August 2023. South Front reports total mobilization coming in Ukraine. The problem they've had is too many dying on the battlefield. The horrific losses. The meat grinder assaults during the month-long counteroffensive did not bring any significant victories, and the combat-ready units of the armed forces were ground down. To continue any effective military operation, Kiev needs to increase mobilization throughout the country. At first, the German media reported that Ukraine needed to mobilize about 3 million to win the war. Such reports were widely appreciated as a kind of instruction to Kiev from NATO. However, according to various estimates, a total of no more than 10 million remain in the country. And combat-ready age men are already either at the front in graves or have fled abroad. Kiev is unlikely to find the necessary number of new fighters. At the same time, the West has to find additional funds to provide them with training, food, weapons, and payroll. It doesn't look promising at all. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian court recognizes the decree of mobilization as non-binding, an extremely important legal precedent questioning the legitimacy of Zelensky's laws on mobilization, was created after one of the courts acquitted a man who was hiding from mobilization. Ukrainian media, referring to the court's decision, reported the Zelensky District Court of the Polhovar region acquitted the defendant who was accused of evading mobilization. This is according to Article 336 of the Criminal Code of Ukraine. The verdict was delivered on August 23rd. The judge concluded the presidential decrees on mobilization were not issued in accordance with the law and therefore are not binding. So, in addition to all the other problems they have, the mobilization order is not even legal. Meanwhile, we have a further report. This is coming from RT. Zelensky backs Israeli model for Ukraine. Kiev expects firm security guarantees from the U.S. The U.S. will provide long-term military aid to Kiev, similar to what Washington extends to Israel, President Zelensky claims. During an interview on the 1+1 channel Sunday, Zelensky outlined the security guarantees Ukraine is seeking from U.S. and allies on its path to NATO. Fat chance. We will definitely have an Israeli model, one which has weapons, technologies, training, funding, etc., Zelensky said. Israel, of course, has been the biggest recipient of U.S. foreign aid since World War II, although annual allocations for Ukraine have surpassed those offered to West Jerusalem since the hostilities erupted last year. The Middle East nation Israel, of course, is not part of NATO. Many members of the Black Bloc are not legally obligated to come to its defense in the event of an attack. Washington, however, has described its commitments to Israeli security as ironclad. So you can expect we're going to get the same from the Biden admin, namely that our defense commitments to Ukraine are ironclad, whatever that means, since after all, this administration cannot guarantee what a succeeding administration would do. Meanwhile, antiwar.com. Prigozhin's death, yet another U.S. delusion bites the dust. The very idea that Yevgeny Prigozhin posed a plausible or even desirable alternative to Vladimir Putin was always ludicrous. Prigozhin was catapulted high and fast by his willingness to fund and lead the Wagner Group of mercenaries, many of whom, by the way, are criminals who have been released from prison, which proved to be highly useful to the Russian government in the ferocious, long-drawn-out fighting over recent months over Bakhmut. The Russian government had watched increasing use of mercenaries by the U.S. government and armed forces over the past quarter century in Iraq and Afghanistan, note. Then Vice President Cheney was an especially enthusiastic architect of this always risky policy. Mercenaries can be used for potentially heavy casualties or ferocious down and dirty fighting as welcome alternatives to regular units, precisely because they are not subject to congressional or media review in the West, and because they are outside and insulated from the regular military chain of command and procedures. So they do not, therefore, risk contaminating the real army from within by their ruthless and unorthodox behavior in combat. If they suffer higher casualties in regular units, moreover, the political impact is negligible compared with heavy losses from a largely or partially conscript force, such as the Russian Army. Over the past 20 years, there have been a chain of witless and false claims and prophecies by U.S. and NATO sociologists, advisors, that Russia was demographically incapable of launching any large-scale sustained military operation or sustaining and winning any prolonged war because no government could survive the heavy casualties among ordinary families that would be inevitable. The answer to those ridiculous assertions are now clear from the past year and a half of fighting in Ukraine. Like Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery's 21st Army Group in Western Europe in 1944-45, Chief of the General Staff, General Valery Grasmilov's regular Russian Army forces compensated wisely by using firepower rather than the needless sacrifice of their soldiers' lives. Let me emphasize, and of course the situation has become more grim for Ukraine, because Ukraine has run out of artillery munitions, which are indispensable to fighting a war. The vast majority of casualties in war, I explain, as a former artillery officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, are brought about not by tanks or infantry, but by artillery. Russia has a complete supply line. They're not running out. The U.S., however, has, as even Biden has admitted, bad situation, which is what he uses as pretext for sending cluster bombs in 155 ammunition to Ukraine. Bad on all sides. But since we can't get howitzer ammunition into production in less than a year, the situation is going to be totally compromised for Ukraine. This is a reason why I say the war is basically already over, but for the shouting. Meanwhile, Poland and the Baltic states demand Belarus expel Wagner fighters. NATO members, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, are demanding Belarus expel Wagner fighters who went to the country after Prigozhin's short-lived mutiny in June. We have asked the regime of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to immediately expel the Wagner group from Belarus, said a Polish interior minister. According to AFP, Lukashenko has said Belarus will host 10,000 members of the Russian mercenary force, thousands, some of whom are criminals freed from Russian prisons in return for a promise to fight in Ukraine, are deeply demoralized and accused of crimes against humanity, said the Polish interior minister. The demand for Minsk to expel Wagner fighters comes as tensions are soaring between Belarus and its NATO neighbors, making the area a potential flashpoint for conflict between Russia and NATO. Estonia is the only country attending the meeting that does not share a border with Belarus. Mark my words, Belarus is not going to expel a ferocious fighting force such as the Wagner Group. It may need them. Meanwhile, we mentioned the situation in Niger, where there's been a military coup on behalf of the people. Most, frankly, don't work that way, but this one has. There's a lot of support for Niger from other African countries in terms of getting France out of the colonial business of exploiting their natural resources. So the question became, how would France respond? Well, Emmanuel Macron, many would say predictably, has said his country would support a military intervention in Niger to reinstate President Mohamed Bazoum, who was ousted in the coup of July 26. We support the diplomatic action when it decides to do so militarily of the Economic Community of West African States in a partnership approach. Since Bazoum was ousted, ECOWAS has been threatening military action if he were not reinstated through a diplomatic solution. The junta, led by General Ebora Hamein Tchai, has shown no sign it will release Bazoum and is preparing for an ECOWAS attack. France has been backing the ECOWAS threats and would likely be involved in any intervention, since it has about 1,500 troops in Niger. U.S. also has about 1,100 in the country and a major drone base. This looks like a brewing war going to break out involving France in Niger, where actually the Wagner Group has expressed a willingness to support Niger. So I think this is actually not going to play out well for France. Meanwhile, we have a report, Pentagon to develop drone swarms for war with China. The Department of Defense is developing the ability to launch thousands of drones at a time for use in a future war with China, according to top Pentagon officials. At a conference hosted by the National Defense Industrial Association, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks said Washington is launching a program for thousands of land, air, and sea drones simultaneously. They can be used consistent with our principles of mission command, where we empower the lowest possible echelons to innovate and succeed in battle, she remarked about the drone program. And they can serve as resilient distributed systems even if bandwidth is limited, intermittent, degraded, or denied. Frankly, the American military has become so weakened by all their woke programs, by the vax and all that, by focusing on teaching equity instead of combat, that it may well be the drones are by far our best source of defense at this stage, when the Biden admin has been so destructive to the national security of the United States. Meanwhile, there is more evidence of directed energy weapons having been used in Maui, including study of cars. Check this out.
Hey, aloha, guys. Eric West here, WhyRealEstate.org, coming to you live from the Hainaluna neighborhood, Maui, Hawaii. Citizens, impromptu reporter, wasn't planning on doing this, but this is what we're doing, and I'm thankful to have a Starlink from David Crawford, and we're here reporting on what I believe is potentially a smoking gun of sorts. We just don't know what it is, but I'm going to show you the scenario of this car and what's surrounding it and how temperatures could reach this level, creating this amount of melting of aluminum. I'm here with Donovan. He is, I believe, a hero of sorts. Aloha, Donovan. He was the one that brought it to my attention that we have these very strange occurrences. We just shot down on the highway. I don't know if it was actually live, but we have it all recorded, so we're going to post it. We're at another one of these locations. So this is well above the burn zone, essentially, in a neighborhood known as Lahaina Luna. I'm going to show you around real quick so you can see the scenario and then judge for yourself. And again, if you enjoy content like this, I encourage you to please like the channel, subscribe, and share the video so you can get the truth of what's going on here at Maui. So where I'm at right now, just to orientate you, you can see the lights for the football stadium right there at Lahaina Luna. So we're right below Lahaina Luna High School in the neighborhood that did not, I repeat, did not burn. You can see all these houses are standing around here, unburned. There's no burn here, okay? So to me, this is like something out of a space movie, because you have this small field with some grass that burned, right? You can see where the grass burned. But then you...
Just to make clear what's going on here, you got an isolated situation where you got a couple of cars completely destroyed. You got aluminum wheels that have melted. You got the glass that has just shriveled up. Now, temperature required to melt glass is around 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The highest temperature you're going to get with a grass fire is 250, 350 degrees Fahrenheit. It is impossible for a grass fire to have caused the windows or the aluminum to have melted. That's not the only case. They have other cars that show similar effects, which means we have objective scientific proof that this was not a wildfire. Therefore, it's not a naturally occurring phenomenon. And while we know that it is the case that the lands that are owned by these natives are theirs in posterity and cannot be appropriated by the state unless there were some naturally occurring disaster, this is not a naturally occurring disaster. So it's so obvious on so many levels. And by the way, since we're reasoning on the basis of scientific laws like melting points, burning points, and the like, this is a classic example of scientific reasoning predicated or based upon laws of science, physics, chemistry, biology, and the like. Meanwhile, they have a special police that are showing up now in Maui. Very, very damn strange. Special police with a total media blackout. And those who see the video version will see this fence. They put up a curtain around Lahaina so you cannot see what they don't want you to see. They've imposed a no-fly zone. I think everyone in America is appreciating this is completely scandalous, that this is outrageous, that the reason there were, if it had been a natural wildfire, we could have expected those sirens would have sounded, the water would have been turned on, people would have been able to escape, they would be able to take their children, instead of none of the above. And we even had boats that were out in the water that were destroyed. But no wildfire is going to leap across the water to destroy boats at sea. I mean, this is a small enough scale, and the evidence is sufficiently dramatic that I think the American people are waking up. They understand our government is committing mass murder in order to promote land grabs by elites. We had the governor talking about wanting to turn Hawaii into, sustainable smart cities and the like. This is all outrageous and disgusting. We'll be right back. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
In a development that has to be terrifying the Democratic Party, the black social media have erupted for Trump. The more you indict, the more we unite. Zero Hedge reports. For years, American leftists have yearned for the day they'd see a police mugshot of former President Donald Trump, confident it would decisively terminate his political career. Thanks to an indictment in Georgia that was clearly conceived in time for maximum political damage, their wish was granted last week. However, the spectacle is unfolded in a way that's surely causing a growing sense of horror among Trump's foes. Not only has his booking at one of Atlanta's nastiest jails galvanized typical Trump supporters, it's triggered a surge in support from inside an essential Democratic constituency, black people. Considering how Democrats take black support for granted and routinely label Trump a racist and white supremacist, imagine the other consternation they're feeling as they witness a social media eruption of black sympathy for Trump over an arrest that for many blacks parallels the mistreatment they perceive blacks have received in the American criminal justice system. The first sign of trouble came when people calling themselves blacks for Trump and niggas for Trump posted themselves near the infamous Fulton County Jail on Atlanta's Rye Street. Here's Simon Atiba tweeting, "Blacks for Trump are on fire outside the Fulton County Jail." Then we saw blacks lining the street to cheer on the former president's motorcade and shouting, "Free Trump." Simon Atiba again, "The mainstream media does not want you to see this, but you must. It's blacks cheering on Trump. Cheering on Trump."
Looks like he's in, though.
The on-scene displays in Georgia were just a precursor to social media wave of black Trump 2024 enthusiasm that's still rolling. Trump is a brother now. "I'm sorry, you got a jail in zone in Atlanta. You a brother," says this man straight up. "They effed up. Niggas like niggas have went to jail. They believe in that. S-H-I-T, we trust that." Trump's arrest, Tony tweets, is only making him more popular in the black community. "Trump is a brother now. They F with people have been to jail. Must watch and share." Serious, good stuff. For those of us who believe Donald Trump may be our greatest hope, our best prospect for returning to normality in the United States. Meanwhile, the situation only gets worse for Biden. The National Archives has around 5,400 emails and records linked to Joe Biden's email aliases. "I began reporting this, a big, big story." The National Archives possesses about 5,400 emails and records linked to President Joe Biden's email aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware, which were used to share government information and discuss business with Hunter and associates, going to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails, showing the man to be a monster liar. How many times has he told us he's never had anything to do or discuss business with his son? Well, the proof is in, and he has damaged himself now beyond belief. All too often, public officials abuse their power by using it for their personal and political benefit. When they do, many seek to hide it, said Southeastern Legal Foundation General Counsel Kimberly Haberman. The only way to preserve government integrity is for NARA, that's the National Archives, to release by nearly 5,400 emails to us and the public. The American public deserves to know what is in them. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who's an excellent guy, by the way, help, in August, requests the archive help, handed over.
Not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. Well, when I was younger, when so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, just as mass murder in Maui isn't going away and is going to do tremendous damage to the Democrats, the elites who are involved in this, including the governor, for a certainty, a single death in Martha's Vineyard is going to wreak havoc, and it has got legs. Involved reports. Mystery surrounding Obama's chef deepens. Listen to this. How does a physically fit, fairly young man die by drowning in a pond? Moreover, how is that same man found without a life jacket in a different location from his clothing beneath the water? Body is sent afloat when in water for a time unless deliberate measures are taken to sink the body beneath the surface. In a report obtained by Judicial Watch, alleges this was a condition in which Tafari Campbell's body was found by law enforcement. According to that report, Campbell, who was Barack Obama's personal chef, was found by sonar in a separate location from his clothing. I guess the drowning man had time to take his clothing off as he was drowning. No one seemed to buy the report or the official narratives of the story. Here's Will Waits tweeting, Judicial Watch has obtained 18 pages of records of the Massachusetts public record law that real Obama's deceased personal chef Tafari Campbell's clothes were found separate from the body. That's not suspicious at all. What was he doing? Nude paddle boating? I mean, this is incredible. Meanwhile, of course, we have the Massachusetts declaring Tafari Campbell's death accidental. We got Brock showing up to play golf the following day, and he's got bandages on his left hand. He's got a black eye. The Tafari Campbell blood sample is lost. I think no doubt it would have included traces of cocaine. Brock is well known as a crackhead, and they would be having smoking while they were having sex, but they had a falling out. Very reminiscent of Paul Pelosi and his friend David, where David appears to have cracked Paul over the head with a dildo shaped like a hammer that you can buy on Amazon for $95. And of course, we also have no identification of the party who was with him at the time. The water turns out to be only 3 feet deep. Thus, he could have saved himself merely by standing up. Well, they're going to tell us nothing to see here. Meanwhile, WHO, the World Health Organization, demands global vaccine mandates to fight, surprise, surprise, climate change. Climate change. The World Health Organization is demanding governments around the globe enforce vaccine mandates, claiming the move is vital in mitigating the impact of climate change. The WHO argues the threat of diseases being spread by mosquitoes migrating to new regions is rising due to global warming. Actually, it's rising because Bill Gates has released millions of mosquitoes into the environment that are carrying God only knows what kinds of diseases. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, WHO's technical lead for COVID-19, made the disturbing contents at a recent press conference. See next to WHO chief Tedros Ghebreyesus, who was known to be a terrorist in Ethiopia before he came to head WHO. A lot of this is also about other uses of tools that exist, she said, in instances where we have interventions like medical, therapeutic, or vaccine, depending on the pathogen. We need to be able to prepare for that. Have no doubt they're going to try to pull a second COVID. Meanwhile, in relation to the first, global research reports, not a single court in the Western world is willing to examine the COVID-19 evidence of crimes against humanity revealed by Dr. Reiner Fuhlmuck. This guy is really good. He did a great job for exposing what's been going on. Quite some time ago, in 2021 to be precise, we, Global Research, discussed the remarkable phenomenon of the German-American trial attorney Dr. Reiner Fuhlmuck and his plan to take the pandemic and its instigators to court. Dr. Fuhlmuck, early on, organized a professional investigative committee to gather facts about the galloping pandemic and to elaborate a legal strategy to deal with it in case the evidence convinced the committee that the global upheaval we all experienced was not a natural phenomenon. He was preparing a legal response in case everything was not on the up and up, as the Americans use the phrase, as we were being aggressively directed to believe it was. At that time, we expressed a somewhat skeptical-sounding view that, with all the facts and cogent arguments marshaled and at his disposal, in today's post-everything normal and decent world, Dr. Fuhlmuck will also need, as the title suggests, a massive amount of luck, much more than any tool from the arsenal of his legal profession. The pandemic was fueled by an elaborate psychological operation designed to create a constant state of panic among the world's population, he has concluded. This agenda has been long planned. Its ultimately unsuccessful precursor was a swine flu some 12 years ago, cooked up by a group of super rich psychopathic and sociopathic people who hate and fear people at the same time, have no empathy, and are driven by the desire to gain full control over all of us, the people of the world. Yes, they already controlled 90 to 95% of the world's wealth, but they want it all. 5% for the rest of the world? No, too much. They want it all. And if you want an illustration of the length they're willing to go, Hawaii provides it in spades. Meanwhile, Biden admin, get this, they're pushing for everyone to get a new COVID vaccine, which is, according to Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, irresponsible. President Biden's comments that all Americans will likely be advised to get a new COVID vax as new variants spread throughout the country are irresponsible. According to Stanford University Professor of Medicine, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who's a good guy. I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress, a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary that worked, Biden said, in South Lake Tahoe on August 25th, and tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively it is recommended, it is likely to be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they got it before. Right. We haven't killed enough of you. We haven't maimed or sterilized or rendered infertile enough of the population. We want to go for it all. Multiple drug companies, including Pfizer, Norvax, Moderna, have introduced new vaccines they say will be effective against the EG.5 or Eris variant of COVID-19. Let me say, students of virology have observed that in the past, the coronavirus mutates so rapidly that it's impossible to deal with it with a vaccine. Because by the time you get the vaccine into production, it's no longer in the same form and no longer vulnerable to the same mode of elimination. The Stanford professor said authorities are incorrectly treating COVID booster shots just like the flu vaccine that you just updated from year to year. But in contrast, with COVID injections, for flu vaccines, there's a long track record where the safety of the vaccine is understood, not requiring randomized trial evidence for updating the vaccine is irresponsible. It's using a different mechanism than the flu vaccine. You can't extend the experience you have with the flu vaccine to this vaccine for reasons including those I've already cited here. Meanwhile, and this is really a sensational publication, namely that it's an IQ test, that it's an IQ test. Every intelligent person should have learned from COVID 1.0 that you can expect what's coming with COVID 2.0. And Mike Adams has explained exactly what we should do to deal with it. Wow. I had it on my blog, and now it seems to be missing. Absolutely stunning. I'll find it. I'll track it down. This is a beauty. Absolutely powerful. It's all an IQ test. Here we go. The great IQ test, Mike Adams writes, has commenced. COVID 1.0 was a training round to present lessons in government tyranny and medical science fraud for all to witness. COVID 2.0 is a final exam to see who is stupid enough to still have not learned the lessons from the training round. However, this final exam is more like a final solution. And those who fail this round of the global IQ test will find their projected lifespan rapidly shrinking. The wrap-up to COVID 2.0 tyranny is already apparent. Joe Biden just announced $1 billion+ in funding for the new vaccine. And he's publicly stating that all Americans will be urged to get the new jab, even after Biden himself has taken 5 COVID shots, but still managed to be infected twice. The CDC, meanwhile, now admits all previous COVID shots no longer work against the new variant they've named BA2.86, which the CDC says infects those who are fully vaccinated. We have dubbed the new variant BS2.24.7 and called it the election variant, because it's obvious this new roundup of virus scare is intended to steal the 2024 election via nationwide mail-in voting, mandated by yet another ginned-up emergency fabricated by the lawless Democrats. Remember, in a nutshell, the situation we're in, where they were attacking everyone who is not vaccinated. The protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the protected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected. In other words, the situation is completely absurd. In fact, as point one reveals below, as long as you comply with tyranny, the government will always find new reasons to act like tyrants. That's why the only way out of this cycle of psyops, pandemics, and lockdowns is to stop complying with the insanity. Jolt yourself awake and stop acting like a programmable zombie. Here are 10 obvious lessons any intelligent person should have already learned from COVID 1.0. First, as long as you comply with tyranny, the government will always find new reasons to act like tyrants. Keep going along with tyranny, and the corrupt criminal government will keep invoking a new crisis to keep you in line. Climate crisis, COVID crisis, insurrection crisis, cyber attack crisis, Russia crisis, aliens, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, you name it. There's always another emergency right around the corner, ready to be played across the theater of your mind. Stop falling for the Truman Show. Think for yourself. Second, masks don't work. Even the CDC openly admits it. The CDC has been forced to admit that N95 cloth masks, the type commonly pushed by the government for COVID protection, offers no protection against wildfire smoke particles, which are orders of magnitude larger than coronavirus particles. From their own CDC gov website. Masks that are used to slow the spread of COVID-19 offer little protection against the harmful air pollutants and wildfire smoke. But coronaviruses are only about a tenth of a micrometer in diameter, while smoke particles are typically in the range of 10 micrometers. That means the CDC, in pushing masks, is somehow arguing that masks that cannot stop 10 micrometer particles can stop a tenth of a micrometer particle. The non-logic makes no sense. Needless to add, on this issue, the CDC is being deliberately dishonest. Across their various pages, they also claim N95 respirators work against COVID and wildfires, while trying to obfuscate the fact that a respirator is not the same thing as a simple cloth mask. A respirator is an airtight, face-fitting device with no air leaks. N95 cloth masks are not N95 respirators. They do not seal the face and are therefore useless in stopping both smoke and coronavirus particles. 4, COVID vaccine don't prevent infection or transmission. It has all been admitted by the CDC, even the corporate media. COVID vaccines don't prevent infection or transmission, raising the question of why the hell would we take them? We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie.
I got to admit, I'm kind of shocked to find this has been taken down from my blog. I mean, this is a masterpiece by Mike Adams. Yet point number 5, which is critical. The government will weaponize COVID to rig elections and destroy economies. We all know the election variant of COVID is being timed to interfere with the 2024 election, where Democrats don't stand a chance against Trump in a fair and free competition. That's why they're trying to criminalize Trump and his speech, hoping to lock him up and deny him the opportunity to even run against Biden or whatever mindless puppet the Dems replace him with. Democrats know they will lose all political power if the will of the people is reflected in election outcomes. That's why they oppose paper ballots and voter ID, of course. Cheating is their only pathway to power, which reflects Democrats' total lack of ethics, morality, and fairness. With few exceptions, Democrats are destructive, dishonest people who are wholly incompatible with free society, as they almost universally support censorship, child mutilation, cheating in elections, and criminalizing their political opponents. Those are two of the best paragraphs I've read in the last 5 years, capturing it exactly. Other points Mike makes? 6, PCR tests for infection diagnoses are a complete fraud. 7, your doctor was bribed to push unsafe, unproven COVID mRNA jabs, and he gladly went along with it. 8, who is run by globalists with a depopulation agenda and instead is identified as a terrorist. 9, food supply chain disruptions are not a side effect, but a feature of government-enforced lockdowns. That is, they are trying to starve us all. 10, government believes that people will mindlessly obey almost anything, and they're half right. As COVID 2.0 is a global IQ test for humans, the government is counting on the fact that some percentage of human beings are so stupid, they'll go along with anything pushed by an apparent authority. They're not wrong in this assumption, by the way. Perhaps half of those exposed to government lies and medical fraud still fall for it, as they are incapable of independent thinking. They'll march themselves right into kill shot pharmacies and vaccination extermination zones, happily reminding themselves how smart they think they are to follow exactly what the government tells them what to do. Yes, the brainwashed zombies actually think they're smarter for acting like brainwashed zombies. I'll be right back and take your call.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.